Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals radio show. I'm your host, Will Houck, and tonight we'll be exploring Americana, folk, and roots music, taking a sonic trip down the highways and byways and discovering beauty on the road less traveled. Thanks for joining us. We're going to have a great time broadcasting from the heart of the Great Basin at the historic Adams House in beautiful downtown Carson City, Nevada. You're listening to KNBC 95.1 FM. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Facebook, search for Roots and Radicals, or on Instagram, that's roots.rednecks.radicals. You can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, anywhere you find podcasts, along with the KNBC homepage. Get into it, everybody. Just a little, quick little word. Pull the music down a little bit before we go here. This is the 18th anniversary of 9/11 broadcasting, and this first set, this special set I put together at the request of a veteran friend of mine named Kyle, and all these songs have some different message for veterans and soldiers and all the people who sacrificed so much for us. So we're going to get things going here with Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit and their song, Dress Blues, here on the Roots, Rednecks and Radicals. Thank you.
got the high school gymnasium ready. It's full of flowers and old legionnaire. Nobody showed up to protest, just sniffle and stare. There's red, white, and blue in the rafter. There's silent old men from the core. What did they say when they shipped you away to fight somebody's Hollywood war? And nobody here could forget. Playing on the bombs in the sand, or sleeping in your dress blue. No, you never planned on the bombs in the sand, or sleeping in your dress blue.
Wrote that song for Matthew Conley from Greenhill, Alabama, his family and friends.
Family, after serving in the conflict overseas, and the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain. Gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI for a flag draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Haynes. Call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Haynes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Haynes. Call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Haynes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
the snow comes rumbling in, and I can't lay me down, and the drums are drumming again, and I can't stand the sound, but I
back against this wall.
Welcome back to the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals radio show. I'm your host, Will Houck, and you are listening to KNBC 95.1 FM, Carson City, Nevada. I want to remind you that support for Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals and KNBC is provided by Play Your Own Music. Play Your Own Music is a source for musical instruments, rentals, instrument repair, music lessons, and recording studio space. Locally owned for over 11 years, Play Your Own Music is a resource for local musicians and encourages everyone to explore their inner musician. Located at 112 East John Street in Carson City. For more information, call Play Your Own Music at 775-885-7529. A little bit about the songs in that first set. So this is, like I mentioned before, the 18-year anniversary of 9/11. I'm a high school history teacher, and my students that I'm teaching were born after 9/11. And that's a bit weird for me, but I talked about it today. I played Dress Blues in class, and we talked about the lyrics and how that song was written. Isabel's from Northern Alabama, and there was a young man who died in Iraq at the age of 21, and Jason Isabel wrote that song in honor of his family and his wife and his baby that was on the way when he passed away. And yeah, it's just a real touching song. I really like it. So this whole first set is kind of put together and thought of and dedicated to all the people who have served our military and served so bravely and sacrificed so much over the last 18 years between the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I just have nothing but appreciation for the soldiers who sacrifice and go overseas and give their lives, give their bodies to help make all of us safe and free. That's a real noble thing that they can do. So all the vets out there, thank you. And if you guys know a veteran, say thanks to him at some point. Kyle, I was hanging out with this weekend playing guitar with, and we were chatting about this. I was thinking about my buddy Ben Streifler, who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's now a police officer here in Carson City, serving his community again. He's a real stand-up guy, and I really appreciate that. And all these songs had something to do with that. So Dress Blues, I explained that. And that's what's going on there. John Prine's song, Sam Stone. Sam Stone is a song from the Vietnam era and a song about a guy who goes off to war, comes back with a drug addiction, and ends up dying of an overdose in that song. Pretty sad song as well. Then it was Johnny Cash, Ballad of Ira Hayes. And that's a classic song from Johnny Cash about Ira Hayes, who fought in Iwo Jima in the Pacific during World War II. He was one of the guys in the iconic picture holding the American flag up as they took the island. And he himself came back and died of alcohol abuse. And so another sort of sad ending to that story. And then it was last two are a little more on the hopeful side of things. Steve Earle, Jerusalem. I mean, it's a song about war and conflict, but it's about what's going on in the Middle East, and it's a song of hope, really. I think that all the children of Abraham, you know, the Abrahamic religions being Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, all the Abrahamic religions coming together and finding peace at some point. That's what that song is about. And then the last one, Sunvolt, Back Against the Wall. I really appreciate that song, another hopeful sort of a song. It's sad, but it's kind of hopeful, too. At the same time. So, yeah, I just wanted to play those and reflect on all the armed servicemen in our country who've been serving us so bravely over the years. And you know, it's just such a bummer what happens to them when they come back. And in a lot of cases, there's just not a whole lot of support. National Institutes of Health is reporting that 18 to 22 veterans commit suicide on the daily, every day. And that statistic is shocking and horrifying. And I feel like it should really worry us more than it really does. You know, veterans come back with traumatic brain injury, PTSD, mental health disorders at disproportionate rates. And a lot of the young men in the 18 to 44 kind of age group are particularly at risk. And that's a huge problem. Almost 50,000 veterans are homeless and face the difficulties of what comes along with homelessness. So a lot of problems, and we could do a better job as a country taking care of these men and women who serve us so well. So just want to say thank you for all that you've done for us. This next song and next set is going to be a little different. We're going to hear from the Hardworking Americans, Six String Drag, Michaela Ann, Jenny Lewis, and that'll be it for that one. So this first one is the Hardworking Americans, Stomp and Holler, here on the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals.
Little darling, won't we call Supposed to be a Shangri-La, imagine. dream about your baby blues and wonder why you stopped getting high. Even though we were just friends, I think of us as bookends, and I'm gonna love you till I die. And you think you're going to heaven, and that I'm going to hell, and that I'm gonna keep on dancing till I hear that ringing bell. Heads gonna roll, baby. Everybody's gonna pay that toll, and maybe after all is said and done, narcoleptic poet from Duluth. And we disagreed about everything from Elliot Smith to Grenadine. He fell asleep and I put up the roof. And he took me to a graveyard. I thought he'd kill me there. Smoking Marlboro cigarettes almost makes me forget about riding on a private jet with you. I hope the sycophants in Marrakesh make you feel your very best. Anonymity must make you blue. And you think I'm going your back to the Medina is if you were in jail.
Welcome back to the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals. I'm your host, Will Hauck. and you're listening to KNVC 95.1 FM, Carson City. Support for the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals and KNVC is provided by Play Your Own Music. Play Your Own Music is a source for musical instruments, rentals, instrument repair, music lessons, and recording studio space. Locally owned for over 11 years, Play Your Own Music is a resource for local musicians and encourages everyone to explore their inner musician, located at 112 East John Street in Carson City. For more information, call Play Your Own Music at 775-885-7529. In the last set we listened to, we started off with Hardworking Americans, Stomp and Holler, and Six String Drag, Wrong Girl. Hardworking Americans is a sort of a super group of Americana and folk musicians. One of the main inspirations for the band was Neil Casal, who passed away a couple weeks ago, and he was going to be working on producing a new project from Kenny Roby of Six String Drag, and that was the second song I played, Wrong Girl, from him. And real big tragic loss with Neil Casal. Some other guys in the band were Todd Snyder, who I play on the show a bit, his new record, and Dave Schools, who plays bass for Widespread Panic, and also Dwayne Trucks, brother to Derek Trucks, who plays drums for Widespread Panic and Hardworking Americans. So this cool kind of super group. I like their last album a lot. And so I just wanted to play that because Kenny Roby posted today that the project's going to go on, and Dave Schools from Widespread Panic and Hardworking Americans is going to produce it. And I think that's a real cool thing that'll do something to honor Neil's memory. So that's cool. So check that out. Help them out with the funding on it. They're doing a fundraiser kind of thing for it. The other two songs were Michaela Ann, By Our Design, and Jenny Lewis, Head's Gonna Roll. And this last set, we're going to hear from The Minx, Bob Mold, Matt Woods, and Jason Hawk Harris. So let's jump right into it. This is The Minx, I'm Okay, here on the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals.
Well, sister said to John, what the hell is going on? And all he did was turn up the sound. Well, sister said to John, what the hell is going on? And all he did was turn up the sound. He had no heart to tell her that gold is just for yellow. And what's lost can't always be found. Sometimes I lose my mind and all I need is sign. No, I'm walking in the right way. Well,
said, turned the map upside down, blacked out and came around in strangers and hospital beds. But I
together. There's no need to rush the old I do, and how foolish they would feel speaking in such platitudes if they had to do so standing next to you. Honey, I don't have it down, but ain't that kind of nice? No one likes to be around a know-it-all. Certainty, uncertainty, learning Greek between our sheets. Evolution, Holy Ghost, and entropy. I'm confused, yeah, it's true. What's that got to do with me and you? Why can't I be in love and be confused? Honey, I can't walk that line, that alabaster.
See, I got fire in my bones. I got no fear of the unknown. I got no time to bother keeping up with Jones. I'm confused. I'm confused. Yeah, it's true. But what's that got to do with me and you? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I be in love and be confused? Before I rush to put a ring on you, like a bank account could teach me what grief and God ain't taught me, and IRA just gives me more to lose. And they say the more you learn, well, the more you just don't know. So tell me, what the hell are we doing here? I got a little faith and a little doubt, but that don't mean we can't make out with the cosmic music of the unknown in our ears. I'm confused, yeah, it's true. What's that got to do with me and you? I'm confused, yeah, it's true. What's that got to do with me and you? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I be in love? And be confused.
All right. Welcome back to the Roots, Rednecks, and Radicals. I'm your host, Will Houck, and you're listening to KNVC 95.1 FM, Carson City. That brings us to a close of hour number one, the 7 o'clock hour.